Spain, 1583. The Catholic Church reigns supreme. Both royalty and peasant shudder at the mere mention of the Inquisition. Valencia, city of kings. Don Manuel Y. Aguilar sits in the palace of the Inquisition, facing his judge, the Grand Inquisitor.
No one in the city of Valencia can afford to skip this particular sermon, because if they would skip it, it would cast doubt on whether or not they were Jewish or Christians.
But you, Don Manuel, I'm sure there's nothing to concern ourselves with. You come from a family that's been practicing Christianity for years. As a matter of fact, your great uncle is a bishop in the city of Cordova, so there's no way that you are a practicing Jew. And I'm sure that at the end of this visit, we'll both part as friends.
Freibel Thotzer had everything he needed. He immediately after this meeting made his way up to the giant forbidding building of the Inquisition of Valencia. He made his way through the wide corridors until he came to the office of the Grand Inquisitor himself.
Don Manuel Y. Aguilar.
Don Manuel Y. Aguilar. The richest man in all of Valencia. Is that who you accuse?
Yes, that's who I accuse.
Don Manuel, where are the servants? Where is your wife and children? They should be here soon. Don Manuel, it's already 5 minutes, and no one has come. This does not look very good for you.
What should I do? Who should I try to run away? I can't. The house is surrounded by soldiers, each one of them armed to the teeth. There's no hope for me, but I hope my wife and child got away. But Diego, how am I going to save Diego?
Don Manuel, it is taking too long. I will have to ask my soldiers to search the house.
They have checked every room. They cannot find anyone. You must come with us.
What you just heard, Kindelach, are clips of our next story, Girush Svard, the Spanish Inquisition. But this time, Kindelach, you will get an extra special treat, because on Shushan Purim, Tovshin Samachvov, 2006, Hatzolah of Lakewood will present a spectacular live presentation where you will see the Spanish Inquisition come to life, complete with musical and visual accompaniment.
I will now go to Cordova to try to get an audience with the Bishop of Cordova, Dal Alfonso Y. Aguilar.
Raffaello, friend of my youth, what brings you here to Cordova?
He called together a meeting of a bunch of monks, and there he said,
"From what I understand, gentlemen, it seems like our friend Don Manuel Y. Aguilar is not being kept in his regular prison cell. That leads to the conclusion that it seems that the new Grand Inquisitor has something to do with the release, eventually, of his great-grandnephew."
He was sleeping early one morning in what was called a nice room, where the gray sky filtered its light through the small window, and all of a sudden,
"Get up!"
He turned to see it was one of the guards of the Inquisition. And now the crowd quieted down to watch this sorrowful event. The sky was filled with low-hanging stormy clouds. A sharp wind blew in from the sea, stabbing at the flames and lashing at the faces of the audience who watched. Everything turned quiet.
Watch for details, Kindelach. We look forward to seeing you there.